Diane Roberts here, bringing you fresh-picked prose from Florida State University. Nick Reed, a senior, considers the mystery of sounds that make up the music of life.
I once told my mom about how the aurora borealis actually produces a sound supposedly like that of radio static, small animals rustling through dry grass and leaves, or the crinkling of a cellophane wrapper. I've always wanted to see the northern lights, but now I'm more interested in hearing them pop and crackle, flicker and flutter like the sound behind the sound of my old vinyl. I think of this while I watch a video of a girl whispering softly, pouring beads back and forth between her hands. This video is intended to produce a non-sexual euphoric state called ASMR, autonomous sensory meridian response. It's that tingly feeling that starts from the top of your head and goes down your spine. It can be triggered by the soft sounds of whispering or mundane tasks that bring regular irregularities of sound. To me, it feels like decompression, a loosening of the anxiety and stress of the day by focusing in on a feeling of presence. When this girl in the video plays with beads, it sounds like the gentle pattering of rain to me. Thinking of this video being nothing but data, I'm reminded again of the aurora borealis' mysterious sounds. It's said that Inuit folklore suggests the auroral sound is really the sound of the spirits of the dead, either playing a game or trying to communicate with the living. But no one knows what causes this sound. No one really understands ASMR. But I think maybe there's a surface noise to life. Like there's something beneath it all that you can just barely make out if you listen.